News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence back at the anchor desk. I really thank Allie Stevens for filling in for me, and Rob Center had to do some extra work as well. So we always appreciate their help and hard work if I get an undeserved day off. So that was enjoyable. Definitely, definitely. All right, so thank you. In the studio with us now, Lynn Ragusea is back, executive assistant to the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, and just a busy person and working at a busy place that is, I don't even know how to describe it. You call it a cacophony of activity up there or something?
Well, thanks for having me again today. We're really busy and excited about the summer being here. We've got a lot planned going on downtown Lewisburg. Our ideas are just to make sure that you want to come downtown, that Lewisburg is a place you want to be, a place you want to hang out, a place you want to get a cup of coffee, dinner, buy your gifts, spend an afternoon shopping with the girlfriends.
Well, and you have a mission of making the downtown vibrant, but Lewisburg's already got a lot going for it, you know, with Bucknell there and all that sort of thing, so that really helps. It almost seems like you have a greater responsibility to make more happen so that Lewisburg stays a hub in the summer.
Oh, greater. Well, you know what? I think we're just doing what we love to do and making Lewisburg continue to be a place that people want to spend time. So, we plan things like the Heart of Lewisburg Summer Craft Fair in order to coincide with Bucknell's Alumni Weekend so that when the alumni come back, they also come into town and remember times in downtown Lewisburg. So it's just about creating memories and creating a space you want to be in and a place that other people want to come visit. And
I'll ask you the same
quality
question.
Of life.
The same question I kept asking Steve Beatty is, "What's going on downtown?"
Well, we're constantly looking for ways to improve and grow and make things better. So we do have a major construction project going on downtown in our main park, and hopefully that will be done by the end of the year. And I'm looking forward to a gorgeous new space that's a little more ADA accessible and friendly, and can put on some fun shows.
Flood-friendly, I guess.
Flood-friendly, yes. Flood mitigation is definitely a high priority. We want to make sure we're protecting our other buildings around there.
That's the actual word, flood mitigation. Sorry,
yes.
Not flood-friendly. Sorry, I get caught up in the lingo here. All right, so what's coming up this weekend? You mentioned the Heart of Lewisburg Craft Festival, so that is this weekend.
From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be on South 3rd and South 4th Streets in Lewisburg and in the municipal lot behind the post office. We've got so many things going on. We've got a DJ. We've got Ryan the Bugman. We've got Robbie the Saxman. We've got Luther Tyree. We've got over 130 craft and food vendors. And you were asking about food vendors. We've got everything from Miss Cupcake to the Windy Wagon. We've got nuts, the Sweeter Side desserts. What else looked good here? Frosty Bubble Tea and Deep Fried Delights, Bottom Fork. So it looks like it's gonna be a place to save your appetite, come down, enjoy some street food. Entertainment,
food trucks, and crafts,
and lots of crafts, and also lots of kids' activities. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be balloon animals. Ashburn's Animals is going to be there, and of course, always my favorite is Ryan the Bugman. He puts on a great show, and he also has lots of fun critters to play with. I actually held a tarantula. Never thought I'd ever say that, but that was fun, and he's just Great guy, very knowledgeable, and fun to hang out with.
Does he keep anti-venom handy or something like that, just in case? I doubt that they have any Evan. It wouldn't come up.
He doesn't let you pick up the Black Widow, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so not a deadly tarantula. Okay, the other kind.
Yeah.
All right, who knew? All right, so that is this weekend. And really, typically you get thousands of people. Where do you want folks to park? Do you ever talk about sort of that aspect?
Definitely. So we have two free municipal lots that are down off of Cherry Alley, down 5th Street and 6th Street. They are gravel lots that are great to park in, and they are free. There's going to be lots of neighborhood parking. Obviously, the university is not in session, so there's more parking around in the neighborhoods, 6th Street, 7th Street, and there's...
Park by the piers, right? Is that?
Yep, that's the free municipal lot down by the piers. Yes, definitely. We will be taking up the municipal lot where the post office is, and unfortunately, the lot over by Hufnagel is closed. But there should be plenty of parking on the street.
All right, so that's the parking solution. And are all of your downtown businesses rolling out the red carpet, maybe a sidewalk sale or something like that to welcome people?
Oh, yes, our downtown businesses are ready to go, and they're ready to welcome you. They're going to have specials and sales, and they'll definitely be ready to welcome you.
All right, well, so that is the Craft Fair. It is this Saturday. Now, we are going to be joined by Lynn Yoakum coming up at 7:40 from the farm in Milton. Yeah, he's just part of that, I don't know, gentrification, I guess, or acceleration going on in Milton. It's just they hit the accelerator on progress down there lately, so that's happening. So he'll be joining us. But in case somebody's not going to be hearing that segment, where is the farmer's market this year? Where's the grower's market?
So we're really excited to welcome the Susquehanna Valley Grower's Market back down to downtown Lewisburg. I guess it had been there many years ago before I moved here, and they're coming back. And they are down on 6th Street, on South 6th Street, right across from Amami. And it's a great little space. There's some parking there, so you can pull up and get your fresh produce. They're there on Fridays from 2 to 6 p.m., and that's going to be all season long into October.
And this is the grower's market that I was enjoying out at Brook Park?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Okay, so they're moving back into town. Well, I remember they were in the parking lot of that 5th Street parking lot for a time, is where my brain remembers them, but I could be wrong there. But in any event, so that's that market, that Friday afternoon Susquehanna Valley Growers Market, which has a sort of a momentum of its own. It's like
I'll have to let Lynn talk more about that. I'm really excited, and I hope that the space that they're in is conducive for it growing and inviting people down. I know people are excited about having the fresh produce downtown, and it's just one more thing that makes you want to come downtown Lewisburg.
Right, and that'll be Friday afternoon, 2 to 6 p.m., so that's the Susquehanna Valley Growers Market back on 6th Street near Amami in Lewisburg, and then the craft fair is on Saturday. Pride Festival, June 17th, just a couple words about that.
Yes, so we're really excited to host Sun Pride, so that's Snyder Union and Northumberland counties, and it's a committee out of AIR, the Association for Inclusion, Respect, and Equity, and this is their second annual Pride Fest. Last year it was in Sunbury, and they're also going to have it kind of in the same footprint. We're having our craft fair, so they're also going to be in the municipal lot behind the post office, and then they're going to use up part of South 3rd Street. They're going to have over 60 vendors, including food vendors Bapa Louie's and the Yum Yum Wagon. They're going to have a lot of entertainment. They've got the band Good Page, which I don't know, but I will have to go listen to. And there's going to be a drag show at 2:30.
And fun. And
information. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We had me at the 60 vendor, so that should be fun. That means the food trucks will be back, so folks will be able to enjoy that. It's a kid-friendly event if there ever was one, so they definitely want folks.
Very family-friendly. Apparently, there's going to be a dinosaur roaming around, what I saw on their website.
makes sense at the Pride Festival. They're very diverse, so that's, so that's somehow applies. Okay, anything else? I think of sidewalk chalk and some other things. What else is on the calendar? We got about a minute left.
Well, I don't want to leave off things leading up to Pride Fest. So we're having a Pride kickoff celebration June 16th at the Community Zone. That's 328 Market Street. You can get more information at the Sun Pride web page, but it's going to be an 18-plus drag show at 6 p.m. I think the doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. And there's also going to be a Pride Film Festival at the Campus Theater. So on June 7th, June 18th, and June 21st, they'll be showing of different films. It's I'm a Cheerleader, Cabaret, and The Queen will be playing. You can check out more information on the Community Zone's Facebook page.
All right, the Community Zone. All right, well, we invite folks to check that out. And then anything else later this summer? Now we're down to 30 seconds.
definitely the Chalk Festival, definitely one of my favorites. I believe it's July 7th, and there is a rain date. But check our website, lewisburgpa.com.
All right, yeah, rain kills the chalk. There's no argument about that. Stand by, because you're coming back at 7:40, and we'll be joined by Lynn Yoakum then from The Farm in Milton. So we're talking to Lynn Ragusa. Just brings that great enthusiasm to our microphone again. Executive Assistant, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. And primarily, we spent most of the time talking about the Heart of Lewisburg Summer Craft Fair, which is this Saturday. And I forgot to write down the times.
9 to 4.
9 to 4. All right, fabulous. Sounds like and the potentiality is there'll be a little precipitation, so just be ready for that.
Be ready.